Exclusive, Josh Mandel, Canada was beta test for despotic government, big tech, banks, they are coming here next. By Robert Krajicek on March 5, 2022. Josh Mandel said oppression of political dissidents in Canada was a beta test for incoming persecution of their American counterparts on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Coordination between the Canadian government, technology companies, and the country's largest banks to harm participants and supporters of the Freedom Convoy is a preview of what can happen in the United States, Mandel warned. When you look at what Trudeau did, you look at what the big tech companies, you look at what the big banks did up there, they're coming here next, Mandel stated, cautioning his audience of the past as prologue. I'm saying this to your listeners, they are coming after us next. The infrastructure is there. The beta test is complete, and next is against the American people. Mandel addressed the Biden administration's policies restricting energy development in Ohio and the broader northeastern U.S., marketed by the White House as public health measures to address climate change, artificial suppression of domestic production of natural oil and gas, he noted, increases American dependence on foreign energy production and contributes to increasing global commodity prices. He linked U.S. energy production to the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, particularly the Biden administration's revocation of the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline carrying crude oil from Alberta to refineries in the U.S. He remarked, it's impossible to talk about America's role in this whole conflict without talking about Biden's energy policy. When Trump left the White House, he left America energy independent, and we were a minor exporter of oil and gas into Europe and other places. All Biden had to do was nothing, and continue it, Mandel continued. We would have continued to be energy independent. And by now, we might be a mass exporter of oil and gas into places like Germany, France, Italy, United Kingdom, Belgium, Poland, wherever. Instead, Biden comes in, he shuts down the Keystone XL pipeline. Mandel said the U.S. should increase domestic development of fossil fuel energies to decrease its dependence on OPEC and OPEC's broader influence on global energy production. How about instead of depending on Saudi Arabia and Bahrain and Qatar, we depend on places like Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, Colorado, and Oklahoma? He asked. In my state of Ohio, we have an abundance of natural gas in the Utica and Marcellus shale. In fact, if you took Ohio, Pennsylvania and West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania and West Virginia, you combine our three states into a region, that region would be the third largest producer of natural gas in the world. He assessed, if we would have been an aggressive exporter of oil and gas into Europe and undercut Putin's prices there, Putin wouldn't have the time or the energy or the money to be attacking Ukraine. He'd be dealing with enormous economic headaches back home. Mandel concludes, Joe Biden created this war. Josh Mandel is a Republican vying for the nomination to represent Ohio in the U.S. Senate. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.